Halftime Entertainment decided to play the Fields of Athenry. It's not exactly a rousing, rampaging, let's get the blood up for the second half song.
No, her anthem isn't great.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Robbie Brennan, Kilnacud manager. Robbie, what a way to win a county final.
Yeah, if you're going to win it, I suppose, maybe that's all. Although I'm not so sure, maybe it might have been an easier way to do it. But huge credit to the lads that pulled it out of the bag in the last couple of minutes to get us over the line, yeah.
What were your thoughts in the first half? It was so tough to break down that St. Jude's defence. Like, 1 point in the first half. Like, I'm sure you probably couldn't have dreamt of that sort of first half at all. But what were you thinking? What was being said there going into halftime?
Yeah, it was a strange game. We felt had we taken the goal chance in the early on, it might have settled us a little bit, but we were a little bit panicky, a little bit nervy, and it was kind of turning the ball over every time we got it back, we gave it back to them again. So it's a strange kind of first half, but listen, we dug in and we just kept going, and we got our rewards at the very last, literally very last few minutes.
That fight in the team, no surprise to you, no doubt, but like just the way you dug it out, like just showed real character in that team there today.
It was huge. I think the Nafina game, Nafina were a really good side, and I think that stood to us big time, and we were able to dig in again and find a way to get it done, and I'd say all the credit to the boys for having that belief to keep going.
Obviously big celebrations tonight, big year for the club in all, winning a double. Not many clubs can do that, especially like in Dublin. It's very hard to do it. Historic day. You now go on to the Leinster Championship. I know you're going to enjoy tonight, but is there higher picture here now for this club to go on and win Leinster and then further on?
Well, look, hopefully we really view today as a stepping stone, and that's not a throwaway remark. We thought it was just another game to get us into another training session on Tuesday night. That's very much how we viewed it. So we're delighted that we have another session on Tuesday to plan. It's Wolf Tones, a club I know very well. So we know what's ahead of us, and that's all we're looking at.
Paul Mannion for Kilnacud. Paul, you've been part of teams that have won dramatic ways. That was a very dramatic way for your team to win today.
Yeah, big time. 1-7 to 1-6 after 60 minutes. Unbelievable game. It was slow first half, obviously. We knew it was going to be dogged like that. They make it really, really tough. They turned us over before in a game like that a few years ago. So we knew we just had to be patient, keep the ball moving, just keep fighting to the end. And a few lads popped up with some unbelievable scores there. Lads that came in off the bench, so
what did you make of that first half? For you personally, were you frustrated? Because like obviously you like an open play, you know, score, you'd be a high scoring player. But for you, were you frustrated with how that first half went?
No, look, obviously all forwards love a big open pitch, but like that never happens. It's never going to be like that in championship games this time of year. So and particularly against teams that like to close those spaces and make it difficult like that. So it's just a different kind of game. You just have to get through it in a different way and find a way, as you say. So, and that's what we did.
For you this year in the championship, how much have you enjoyed solely focusing on the club this year?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I enjoy playing with the club every year, but obviously without county this year, it took on a bit more importance, a bit more meaning. So yeah, look, it's nice to be back. It's been first championship now since 2018, and my second in the last 8-9 years. So we're big campaign ahead now, and we're looking forward to that in a couple of weeks time.
And finally, Paul, as you mentioned there, 2018, you lost the Leinster final that year. Is there a bit of now redemption to try and get back to that Leinster final and go on and kick on?
Yeah, it's not a redemption kind of thing. We're just going to take it one game at a time, and not try and think too far ahead. So yeah, I think Wolf Tones now in a couple of weeks time, the Meath champions, and I'm sure it'll be another tough test, so we're looking forward to that.
Halftime Entertainment decided to play the Fields of Athenry. It's not exactly a rousing, rampaging, let's get the blood up for the second half song.
No, her anthem isn't great.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.